Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, I get it.
Hi, I'm Dean.
G'day, Ewok fans. It's your boy, Paul.
And I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you'll find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things pop culture. This week on the show...
If you're listening from the beautiful planet of Endor, welcome and yip-cha.
Yip-cha or just hello, yip-cha. Because we speak English now, so it's all good.
Hello. Yeah, what the freaking heck? Hello.
So this week on the show, we're obviously talking about Ewoks, the Battle of Endor. We're continuing our Star Wars cringe month, and we've got one more week to go. Are we doing a few episodes? Oh, did we ever decide what we're going to do?
We have
for
between
the
one and three episodes left.
Yeah.
After this.
Let's just smash it out. I'm very much inclined to smash it out in one more of these and call it a night. Holy crap.
Well, yeah, at least we know what we're in for with the next one. So,
I can't wait.
This is true.
This week on the show, we're talking all about Ewoks, the Battle of Battle for Endor, not of Endor.
That was good.
That was a different one.
Yeah,
that was good.
So we're obviously going through that. But before we begin, I'd just like to ask the folks at home, the lovely folks at home, how about you give us a like and a subscribe for this? And maybe if you really want to, write a review and Paul will read it out. Do we have a review for this week, Paul? We had a little bit of feedback on Facebook, but did you have that?
I'm sure I can find it. I can find it because I sent it to some friends because it was hilarious.
Yeah, it is quite funny. So basically,
so we have it on demand because we were fully expecting anything. To do this.
Like
that's
that we're actually we're happy to read whatever feedback you give us.
And this 5-star review,
this 5-star review. Now again, the prerequisite will be whatever. You just got to give us 5 stars.
We're all big fans
of content, and we get it where we can. So this one, we've relaxed the rule a little bit.
It wasn't a
5-star review, but it was because it was on Facebook, and you can't do that on Facebook. So we're going to cut.
You can
Donny
do a
5-star
review
some
on
slack.
Facebook, actually.
Jason,
yeah, you can.
You don't need to undercut me while I'm doing
Sorry.
My segment.
Whatever. Okay, take over. Go.
I think it adds.
We need to have a united front when in front of the children. So I'd appreciate it if you didn't undermine me. So this review, now I'm going to replace a few words.
I love you, Paul. It's okay.
Yeah, I love you. Dean, Jason and I love each other.
Yep.
We're not arguing. We're just, okay. we're talking loud.
We're just problem solving.
We love you though.
We both love you.
You haven't ruined this marriage. No matter what Jason says.
Look.
We hated traveling and freedom.
Flashbacks like crazy right
I'm
now.
I'm just going to duck out for a moment. I'm going to get some milk. If I don't come back, it's not your fault.
Daddy loves you.
It's Paul's. Anyways.
Daddy loves you. He just loves the milk more.
Daddy will be back if you're successful.
In about 20 years. If you're all a millionaire, right. I'll be knocking on your door. Anyways,
So this beautiful review, I'm going to replace a few words.
Obviously
from that previous discussion, we're kid friendly here.
Of course. We are completely kid friendly.
We're trying to
keep it that way.
So this is from Donny Kennedy.
Yep, Donny, hey.
Why? So, can I read the question?
Backstory though, like we do have a little bit of paid advertising going on Facebook.
You don't need to say it.
We do.
Well, no, but I'm just letting people know where this guy comes from. Like, you know, just giving him...
They're going to find out where he comes from pretty soon.
Okay.
So, Donny Kennedy, if that's your real name.
Yep.
Not actually sure who you are in this photo.
Yep.
Why is this incel bullshit being fucking targeted at me? Holy fork. Now, Donny...
Yeah.
As I replied to you on Facebook,
good place.
We don't have that many listeners in the incel community. And obviously Facebook has determined that you're our guy, man. You're our lead the incel community. So, I mean, give us a call.
Yeah, yeah.
Give us what do incels want to hear?
Let us know, Donnie.
Let us know. Help us to help you and your incel community.
I have a couple ideas.
And I would say your friends, but
I love you might be one of the things.
You don't have any.
You have a couple of ideas,
I love you might be one of them.
What? You know what? I had to actually look that up. Like, I had to look up what that word was. I was like, what the hell is that word? What is it? And it makes sense. I mean, like, we're a podcast that's called Nerds Before Birds. We're kind of asking for it, but oh well. Anyways, I don't care. It's still pretty
funny.
But
you know who's not asking anything is Donnie Kennedy. So
I was a bit
So anyway, like
I was a bit confused about what it was as well. So I went and asked my wife and child what incel means.
You say child or children?
Like, my kids didn't know either.
I had no one to ask. I knew.
You asked the mirror.
I asked myself, and we knew.
We knew deep down. We really knew.
We looked back at ourselves. And we're like, yeah. So Donnie's from a different point of view, Donnie.
Oh man,
I get it.
Yeah. Anyways, so
love you, man. Love you. That's what you want.
So anyway,
hear.
As Jason said at the top, 5-star review. We'll not read anything.
We will. Yeah.
Come along for the ride if you feel like good old fashioned roasting. Come on. Yeah. All right. Yeah, let's
we're all for
let's
it.
Get back
for
to this beautiful
sure.
fire.
Yeah. Right. Let's get back to Ewoks, the Battle of Endor. Okay. What did you guys or Battle for? Sorry, I've done it again. The Battle for Endor.
For Endor. We for like Endor. The Battle of Endor. We don't
I'm sorry. But anyways.
Agreed.
What did you guys think of this movie, Dean? Where does it rate for you? Is it soaring or is it flipping the bird?
Once again, they can't see your hand.
Pretty, yeah, they can't see your hand signals.
I know, but they heard the hand signals. They're aware of what. Yeah, they know what hand signals usually go with that.
Is it the same one we just gave Donnie Kennedy?
Oh yeah, a big one of those.
look, if Donnie is actually listening, we appreciate your support, man. Thank you.
And screw thanks you. For
No, we don't care.
All right. So just like Donnie, this one regularly flops. Yeah. So it's.
Dude, we're trying to keep this for kids, welcome. Right?
Ew. They don't know what that means.
If that doesn't stay in, I'm going to be so sad.
Yeah, no, it's staying.
That's funny.
Yep. So you definitely
flips it.
It definitely flips the bird.
Yeah, for sure. Enough. What about you? What about you, Paul?
What did you think of this movie?
Where does it land for you, Paul?
It sucked. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Every single joke I had is just not funny anymore.
No. It definitely flips a bird for me.
It's garbage.
It's definitely better than the holiday special. Let's just get that out of the way. It's definitely better than that.
Yep. We can all agree with
better
that.
Than, it's for better sure. than Sindel's mum's aim, but only just.
So, where do we begin? Do you guys want to just jump into the plot? We might as well. Let's just launch right in.
The creators were like, right, we want to bring back everything that the fans loved about the first one, the whole family vibe, daughter, the son, the mum, the dad. We love those characters. So we've got to bring them back and kill them off immediately.
Like,
because,
I don't even know if the mother came back. I think the mother's like, because I think that's just a body
double. You never see her face.
You never see her face. So it's.
No, I feel like that was a, she did not want to come back. Right. So they just found.
What?
I think it was an actor. I don't think it was just a dead body that they found. But
could have been a mannequin. Jury's still out.
Could have been a mannequin.
I hope it was mannequin.
For crying out loud.
I think it was just like a mass they made out of George Lucas's cholesterol.
No, it's just a pile of money with clothes over it.
It's a pile of money with clothes on it. That's another $1 million kickback for daddy.
He's like, look, I'll just leave that there. I don't even need to pick that up.
I don't care.
Yeah.
No, this movie decides to keep everything that we love about the first one, which is the daughter. Mm-hmm. Wicket and the English language.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So Cinderella and Wicket, they begin and they're like out doing stuff. I don't even know what they're doing.
They're picking
like
flowers.
Picking flowers or whatever. Yeah. And Wicket like fully speaks like heaps of English.
He's straight up speaking English.
Oh, yeah. And then like...
Wicket loves Cinderella. Oh, which is pretty incredible. Pretty clever for... A movie that is set before Return of the Jedi.
None of them spoke English.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I mean,
he completely regresses.
So there's a bit of regression that happens, obviously. Yeah, it takes a couple of steps back.
Maybe he hit his head like one too many times in the Battle of Endor.
Maybe. Maybe.
Wicket don't know English
it's
anymore.
It's like a bumblebee kind of thing. but not in English.
Yeah, because... So yeah, they're out picking flowers, and the marauders attack, and they're led by Tarak, who is this like 7 foot alien creature guy with dentures.
Bad guy.
Yeah, like full dentures.
Oh yeah,
like
he's got
poking.
Dentures and a dream, and he thinks this is his big break.
He really does. He really does. So straight up, as we said, Mace and Mum get killed.
Windu.
Yeah. Sindel.
Well, Mum's already dead. Mum's already dead by the time Sindel gets there. Yeah. And Mace is like, run away. Yeah. And then he dies. You never see him die.
No, you don't. He drags his mum's lifeless body, dead body, into a little hut thing, so where they'll be safe.
Yep.
And then the hut explodes.
A hut made of sticks and pine leaves.
It explodes. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. Makes sense.
It explodes.
Yeah.
It explodes.
That highly combustible pine leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just straight up.
And we're aware they're dead because of the life
bracelet
thing
goes off and they're like clearly dead. Mm-hmm. So Sindel runs down
to
the...
Did they think this far ahead and they brought the life bracelets in the first movie purely for this payoff?
They're like, the life bracelet.
They're all dead minus the fact I saw them blow up.
I don't think they thought that far ahead. I mean, like...
Pretty hard to explain to the actors, It's like, oh, so what's the point of these bracelets that we're wearing? Oh, they're just to, like, show that you're alive so that when we kill you off at the start of the next movie...
We know you're dead.
Off screen. Because, you know, this is a kid's movie, so we want to kill off the main characters.
It's to 100% ensure that you don't think you're going to come back.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you are dead.
You're wearing a life force bracelet.
So Sindel then runs over to the father, and he's like, remember how...
Oh, yes. He's getting mugged. He's full on
mugged. But he has a moment with her before he dies that he gets to go over some story.
Right.
About a bird or something. I can't even remember what the story is. And then he's like, yeah, now run away. And then he immediately gets killed.
Super quickly, before we do that, this is one bit that I think is slightly cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So the person who confronts him, she's like a witch called Sharal. Yeah. Okay. Now she's a Night Sister. Now, if you've watched The Clone Wars.
Oh, is she?
That's where Asajj Ventress goes on Dathomir when they get Savage Opress. The Night Sisters.
Okay. Right.
And like, that's kind of cool that in like 86 or whatever the hell this atrocity was made, 85.
They had that.
There's
in
already
mind.
That.
No, well,
kind of
actually, what's cool is that they took something kind of very stupid from the 80s and actually made it into
something cool.
It's kind of cool.
Legitimately cool.
Exactly.
There's a couple of things in this movie that actually have made it into Star Wars canon.
Yes.
Like the things that the bad guys are riding in this one.
Yeah.
I forgot what they're called.
Clone Wars, and they're also now, they're in The Mandalorian
as
well. Have you
seen
it?
The TV show. I have not.
Yeah. Neither. Not yet.
Do not tell me.
Yeah.
Because it's not out in Australia yet.
No, it's not out.
Is it? How could I have seen
it? Not for another week for us.
How could I have seen it? No.
So what's the witch's name? What's her name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl. So Cheryl.
And so she's a nice sister. Wow.
Or Cheryl.
Yeah, in Australia she's
like. Let's call her Cheryl.
Shazza.
Cheryl.
Cheryl. Cheryl.
Shazza. Cheryl's like, oi, mate, give us the power. The government owes me this.
Yeah. She's got a pretty impressive power as it is. She can actually turn into a crow, which is like, that's a pretty impressive trait to have. But she also happens to look.
And I'm totally going to turn into a crow.
Shazza the crow.
Shazza the crow.
She kind of looks like she's from Power Rangers. She's like fully dressed up and she has like the crow feathers around the edges and everything like that.
She's a bit like Rita Repulsa or whatever
she
her name
is. Completely. Yes. So.
Yeah, I get
After the father gets killed, Sindel gets captured and she's put in a cage with Wicket and a bunch of the other Ewoks. And
Ewoks.
And she has some great acting here where she's like, oh, Wicket, it's you kind of thing. And I was like, okay, cool. Yep. Yeah.
Wicket, happy to see
Sindel.
And she actually does say something along those lines. She's like, my family are all dead. Wicket, I'm all alone.
Teach me English language.
No, what about when she meets with the dad? Sorry. What about when she meets with the dad? She's
yes.
Mum and Mace are dead.
Yes,
I know.
It's like it's fully that delivery.
He's like
too.
Fully. He's yeah. pretty accepting of it as well. I know, honey.
I know
they're dead.
I know.
I know.
I'm okay with that.
We'll see them soon.
But that's okay because we need to fill up another hour and a half of screen time.
So
and one of us has to survive.
Good luck, honey.
So Sindel has her line where she's like, "My family are all dead and I'm all alone." And then Wicket again speaking in English.
Wicket's family. Not alone. We could take care of Sindel. We could Sindel's family now.
It's like, oh, so bad.
I hate it so much.
It's like a bad Yoda.
It is a really bad Yoda. Right so
yeah.
It's like every alien from Doctor Who in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And so like again, it's before Return of the Jedi, but for some reason Wicket is speaking English. So
now
Really well.
I have a theory. I had a theory at this point to
counteract,
kind of tie this tech counteract back because I was thinking maybe he's not speaking English. Maybe we're just hearing Ewok because Sindel has learned their native language.
Kind of like Tom Cruise and Valkyrie.
Similar to what they do in Vikings, you know, where they're like all speaking different languages, but we understand them all as English while we're listening to them. That was kind of ruined later on when every single character is, it's like, oh no, every character understands the Ewoks.
Yeah.
That theory is getting thrown out the window. But for this point, I was like, maybe that's what's happening.
No,
but
not at all. So they're all thrown into like a tattered carriage cage thing and they manage to ingeniously escape from the cage by simply like climbing through the floorboards or something. Because
they break like a floorboard out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, and nobody notices them like like coming out of the actual carriage and rolling away. But suddenly, one marauder
eventually
realizes like after, you know, like it's basically he realizes that the plot needs him to turn his head and he spots them escaping.
That's right. Up a mountain.
Mm-hmm, yeah, up a mountain. But
I need to look this way because the script told me.
Thankfully, the Marauders are somehow worse than the Stormtroopers because at least a Stormtrooper could kill an Ewok.
They're really bad. And these guys just end up killing themselves.
They kill themselves.
They are. Oh, yeah, they really do.
In the same
do.
Spot that the giant fell down, apparently.
Yeah. So he tells one of his mates.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, he tells one of his mates, and then the two of them are in hot pursuit through this forest, and they find Wicket and Sindel. And Wicket and Sindel, like, they come to a clearing, like you're saying, and we find a big, large matte painting cliff face, and it's, like, looming overhead. But then in the next shot, they're literally, like, halfway up it.
They're halfway up it.
I was like, they can jump really far.
Yep.
And then then the two marauders they come across as well, and as we're saying, they sort of pursue them up the cliff, and they shoot the cliff, and it causes a collapse of a whole heap of rocks and kills them. But traps
they kill themselves.
Wicket and Sindel in a cave on the edge of the cliff.
Oh no!
What are they gonna do?
What are they gonna do? I forget this bit.
Sindel and Wicket rocks are. Oh, yeah, you go.
Well, Sindel and Wicket find an opening on the other side of the cave, like
Wicket
like MacGyver's a hang glider
and a hang glider for animal some bones reason
and a perfectly tanned carcass skin of leather. It just happens to be there.
So, bushcraft.
What are we expected to assume happened here? That somebody decided, hey, this
fully is. I was like fully like thinking.
Ain't an Ewok.
What?
Just like got himself stuck in this cave years ago. Did he fly his glider into the cave?
Is that how he built it? He built it from scraps. It's like Wicket was able to build this in a cave with a box of scraps.
Yeah, and then he's so psyched up that he found a bone.
I actually didn't realize that.
Like, oh, bone's
that is
sick.
Actually disgusting.
Yeah. The bone out, but he also brings out a condor dragon who's going to kill them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and Wicket legs it, mm-hmm. and he's like, "Sindel, help!" Sindel's like, "Wicket, watch out!"
Yeah,
and you're like, mm-hmm. "Are you going to do anything?"
Yeah, no, nope.
She's going to throw a rock at it. That's about it.
And then the stop motion dragon picks her up.
Through a torch.
Carries her off.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wicket, because he's built the hang glider from all the bones and everything, he just
He even had enough time to equip weapons to it.
Oh, yeah. He did. He had heaps of time. Mm. And he uses the hang glider.
He is the MacGyver of evil.
He really is.
This kid.
And he hang glides out off the cliff face, and he bombs the dragon from a higher altitude, which causes it to release Sindel, who begins to plummet to the ground. And then, defying physics, Wicket dives down past the dragon and swoops underneath her, like to catch her.
He catches her
with the hang glider.
She goes through it, being a human.
Yeah, through the top. So like he's
been an object falling,
an object that is designed to resist the wind. And somehow he falls quicker than her.
It's so dumb. So then they crash to Endor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do. No escape from the planet's atmosphere for you guys.
No.
The only thing that makes sense about that scenario with the man-made, like the Ewok-made hang glider and everything, is that they crash.
That's the only thing that makes sense. I wish it had have just been like Wicket like going, I'm gonna save you, Sindel, and then he like jumps out and goes like straight down, like crashes straight away.
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah. And like uses his like squishy
luckily
bear
I
form,
found another body which I was able to make into a parachute.
It's her dad.
Yeah.
I'll always be here, Sindel.
I'll always be with you.
So they hit the ground and then they fall asleep, which is probably less of a sleep and more of a concussion.
More of that. Yeah, that's probably why Wicket can't speak English later on. It's literally the brain damage.
That's
it. They get awoken by a mischievous little creature, which I kind of dig.
Yeah, I like
Teek. Now, Teek is a member of the Teek species, which is kind of like now, Yoda.
That's a weird name then. I had a question. Teek's the species, why would you name him Teek? Like,
maybe he just didn't give him a name and he's just like, hello, dog.
That makes sense. You know? That makes sense. He reminds me of the furry creature from, he reminds me of the creature from John Carter, like the dog from John Carter that goes really fast. What were you going to say?
Do you guys reckon, because I've looked at like old concept art, like we all have, of Star Wars, do you reckon he's from an early, like his design's based off an earlier concept picture of Yoda?
To be honest.
Like when Yoda was meant to be like a furry.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
But I reckon he looks more
looking
like
at that, I was like,
a character for Willow than for Star Wars. I reckon he's a reused asset from Willow.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
When was Willow? Willow was after this, wasn't it?
Oh, Yeah, sure. I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's pretty
know.
Impressive. It was, yeah.
I thought it was in the 90s, like, but I don't know for sure. Oh, no, 88. Yeah, it's a few years later. Maybe they reused it in Willow, but yeah.
No, I'm completely wrong. He was created by Lucas and Jim and Ken Waits. And they were, it was designed was specifically for Battle for Endor.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, there you go.
He was eventually going to be a puppet, but Wilfred Brimley didn't like the idea of working with a puppet and wanted it to be...
is he anti-puppet?
Costumed.
Yeah.
He's an anti-puppet, but pro...
Let's be honest. Who is an anti-puppet?
Actor.
Actor in costumes? Yeah.
Pro, I don't know what the correct pronoun is, actor, who may or may not be shorter than others.
It's just an actor.
Yep.
Anyways, right. So they follow the creature to its house in the forest, and they walk through the door of this house, and it's an old cabin in the woods, and they end up in like basically an interior set design that looks like an abandoned house.
She's pretty bloody judgy.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there's so much junk in here. And you're like, woman, this is shelter.
Yeah,
it's not a cave with a condor dragon in it and the ability to MacGyver gliders whenever you like.
Well, sorry.
It's a shelter.
Yeah. You don't have a glider here.
Your Highness, you've been living in a tree for a year.
Domestic minded.
And a crushed starship. You know what?
She's just the most domestic minded.
The dad should have lived.
You know, I wish she died at the start.
Make it the dad and
the rest of the family. Yeah.
Not Mace. He had to die. He was so
annoying. Yeah, no, he had to die. That's fair.
Yeah. Mace was, he was the hero that
no one wanted.
Wasn't that
he went for one movie too long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what were you going to say, Dean?
Yeah.
He should have died at the start.
He should have.
It should have been. The first one should have, the Caravan of Courage should have started with, Sindel, where are you? Man, it's such a shame that Mace died in the crash.
Oh, yeah.
Sindel.
No, man, not even there. Not even mentioned there. They should have had an opening scroll that, like, just says, oh, yeah, Mace died. And that's it.
Mace died.
Or just, like, or just be like, you know, Sindel, the one and only child, always be.
Don't ask the parents, they don't like to talk about it. Sindel.
Sindel. Our favorite and only child.
That's dark. Yes. Favorite, I mean only.
So, whilst they're inside this house, they assume that it's abandoned.
They do.
After a short while,
they decide to move in first as well. Yeah,
they clean up and they get rid of all this junk.
We're going to move in. And then Santa Claus arrives. And
that's right.
Oh, yeah. Actually, reverse Santa Claus because he's pretty darn negative, eh?
Yeah, he's not very jolly.
Nothing
he's not
for
a jolly
you.
Fellow. So
no.
He comes in and he tells them to get out immediately. And
basically,
he doesn't want them there, which it's just, that's understandable. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just in his house, like just randomly. And he reminded me of Uncle Ben from the first Spider-Man because he likes to narrate everything that he does again, like all his actions.
This is interesting. Yeah. I had a very similar Spider-Man connection, but okay, so he's a bit like Uncle Ben, but he sounds exactly like J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson. Did you think? I was like, get out of my house and bring me Spider-Man, pictures of my Spider-Man.
Be honest,
I want Spider-Man.
Yeah, when he walked in, I'm like, thank God an older actor has arrived and can bring some skill.
Gravitas.
No. Straight away it's like, who the hell are you out here?
No.
And you're like, oh, it's Mace again, but he's older.
It's old Mace.
Enunciate. He sucks.
Explosion.
Get out of here, you little beggars.
16 years to his life.
It's so dumb. So he kicks them out of the house and basically he narrates that he shouldn't let them stay. And the whole time he's like, yeah, I shouldn't let them in here. I they're not welcome here. I shouldn't have to do this.
You can't feed them.
I can't feed them. All this sort of stuff.
It's going to be big trouble. It's going to be a lot of trouble.
He gives Teek some food because
the food
Teek's
that
was like,
cooking, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. They were too.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And
that's why he's reverse Santa. It was like, Get out and leave all your
crap. Take what you can and give nothing back.
He's Jack Sparrow.
Santa Claus. So he kicks them
exactly.
out. And then he's just like, oh, it's a little muffin. Great. Don't, you know. And then he does like a cheeky. He's like, don't let me catch you. Give them to any of those, like, those little beggars outside.
Yeah.
So then Teak does exactly that. But he knows, right?
Yeah, and have we established that he's actually like Teak's like super fast? Like he's basically Quicksilver.
Oh
as well.
Yeah, no, that's kind of his character trait that we kind of skipped over that,
and that's why he reminded me of the John Carter dog. I can't even remember what that character is, but because he does like that super fast sort of running. So Teak like bolts out of there,
which is actually a pretty good effect.
Yeah, it's pretty good for the time.
I think it did really good, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's all right. I think some of the
He was never running in a shot with other people.
He was, though. I guess there was one or two. I think he runs into a pillar as to like, you know, slow down, Teak. And then he slams into
a pillar. You're absolutely right.
It was really well done.
But I feel like there was a lot of camera tricks where they like would speed up the shot and then he'd stop running or he'd go out of shot and then the other characters would come in.
There was.
So he wasn't actually in the same, like the frame at the same time as other
but
characters.
But like that soft, but he had like a soft sort of yellow glow that hit him when he legged it. And it was just like, it just it really sold the effect. It was the rare occasion where some of the budget and skill from the main movies was translated into this garbage.
Do you reckon it was that like actual hand? It's like that was like full on like frame by frame blur.
I don't know. It could have been brushing on the blur.
It could have just been like one asset that kind of looks like Teak's back, and they just sort of like put
like
that
what
over
they
the
did,
film.
Like what they did for
slightly offset it.
For the mask.
Yeah,
with apparently like that kind of like full on. Like actual hand drawn.
Yeah, they could have done that. Like with the cell sort of animation, because anyone listening that doesn't know what cell animation is, so basically it is a clear, transparent piece of film that you paint directly onto, and then you use the background to like put it on, and then re-expose it onto the film. So that's what they could have potentially done it that way, and it's basically how old school animations used to always be done that way until it all got transferred into digital. Computers, digital.
thank goodness,
computers.
That was a cool effect. That's basically what we're saying.
It was pretty cool. I like some of the effects in this. I like the old school nature of the effects, and there's kind of like a little bit of nostalgia, like tied to the original sort of Star Wars that kind of works for me. Like all the stop motion stuff, I actually really like because it's got that kind of like janky kind of.
I loved
feel
all
to
the
it.
Pyro in the forest when the laser going off.
Yeah, that's like, great. Oh, yeah.
You don't actually see that in the new ones. Like, it's so easy for them to track a scorch mark onto a wall or whatever. But like seeing an actual explosive go off, like a small little smoke charge
it
when
is
they
nice.
Hit a tree. I'm like,
to
I
see
do like that.
That.
It is. It's classy.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, they're blowing up trees.
I love it. It's awesome. Screw the trees.
So Wicket and Sindel are outside in the cold, so they decide to start a fire, and Wicket burns his butt with the stick that he used to ignite
Grumpy
it.
Grumpy Santa hates as well.
Which and then Sindel like just laughs at him, which I thought was kind of mean. Like he could have. He's a fur animal that could have. Being like he could have caught on fire. There's a potential
it's borderline
for him
animal
to die.
Abuse.
That's right.
Yes.
That was funny.
Can I be honest though with you, Jason? I understand, Sindel. Mm-hmm. My cat. We used to have a gas heater, and my cat would lay on top of the gas heater, and we'd be eating dinner, and then you'd be like. What's that smell? And we turn over, and her tail is just sitting in front of the heater and flicking, and she keeps catching small portions of her tail on fire until she's like. Hang on a sec. No. Ow. And then run away. You're like, you're just an idiot.
Well, okay, that's fair. And this kind of supports my theory that maybe Wicket does have brain damage because he sits directly onto that stick. Like straight after he's used it, he sits it straight underneath himself.
Oh, dear.
But Santa quickly arrives and he douses the fire. And
Grumpy Santa.
Straight away.
Telling them that they could have burnt down the entire forest. He
Which
reluctantly lets them stay in his house for the night because he doesn't.
Oh man!
To burn down forest.
I understand it. I mean, the season that we're in Australia right now.
That's
like, it's
actually true.
Good on Noah.
Yeah,
because to be honest, good on you. Exactly. What these little arsonists
don't you know
don't
it's
know.
A $13,000 fine.
Exactly. They don't know that it's a total fire ban on Endor.
Yeah. It's a total fire ban. It's at catastrophic levels. Like,
it's
that's where it's
irresponsible.
At.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it is. It is.
Another reason why the dad should be there and not her, because he would have known.
He would have been responsible.
He's like, you can know you imagine? What?
There's a lot of dry leaves around. Let's not light
do
a fire.
Do you even have your fire plan? I bet you don't even have your emergency back.
The interaction with Noah and the dad would have been like,
oh, we don't know him as Noah
well,
yet.
Well, sir, excuse me. I am seeking shelter. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
My whole family have died.
Yeah, my whole family's died.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
We don't know him as Noah yet. So he finally does introduce himself as Noah in the next scene. Like 2 seconds
he's
later.
He's just the mean
so
old man.
Now we know him as Noah. But,
Thanks,
yeah, that's all right. Just wanted to clear that up. He's not Santa Claus. But,
that suddenly made this movie so much better. Thank you for that.
Named characters.
Yes, yes, exactly.
I was like, who is this mystery man? Are we going to, when are we going to find out?
Does he have presents for me? Or do I get coal? Who is this mystery man?
His name
man?
Is Noah, and you're getting coal.
You're getting
caught. And a little muffin.
That night, Sindel has a nightmare and Noah comforts her, even giving up his own bed for her and Wicket to sleep in. And
selfish.
This guy's
so selfish.
All over the place with his emotions and his generosity. He's like, one minute is like, oh, put the fire out. Come make a fire in here. You can stay the night. Oh, it's okay. I'll protect you. I'm looking after it. I'll look after it. They're going in the morning.
Yeah. I do like how he's up and down. He's all over the place. He's
maybe he's bipolar and that's
maybe
why he lives
is.
By himself.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe that's why TK has to be
so going in the
so
morning
fast.
And then the morning comes.
Maybe he's just lived on his own for so long that he doesn't know how to communicate and he actually thinks that he's inviting them in. He's just
what
like,
if? Which is... What if it's like a beautiful counterbalance between Noah and Teek in that Teek is physically fast while Noah's emotions change fast?
Oh, there you go.
I do like how this movie sort of like Stranger Danger takes a backseat.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. Nope.
He could have 100% put her in the oven that
he
night.
He could have. It could have been a Hansel and Gretel sort of moment here, but yeah.
Looks like it's back on the menu, Teek.
Yeah. So Wicket at this point speaks more, a little bit more English, and he's like, family need Wicket. And then she's
continuity
like, but we don't know where
Wicket.
They are. And And I think, is this when we go to the lair, like the castle
we
lair?
We go to Terrax Castle, to the where Terrax, we see the Night Sister, Sherelle. She's bowing down to Terrax. Mm-hmm. She has, basically the main reason for their attack is they were trying to get the power supply from the ship.
Yeah.
Because that is like Terrax's prophecy that this is the source of power. Yes. So she's trying to do a little spell on the power to unlock it, realizing
so
it's a friggin'
like
battery.
Yeah.
This is quite fun because in context, it means that the whole family was killed because these bad guys are freaking idiots.
So one, one they killed the whole family, wanting to know about like the magic behind the power supply.
They believe in the magic of the battery.
Yeah, the magic of the battery. They don't interrogate the family. They just kill them. But they're trying to find the secrets. But then I also realized, like, as it progressed, they all have blasters. And surely they understand science, right? Like, surely they don't believe that this is actually magic because they've got the technology.
I can't believe you found a plot hole.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Gosh.
They've already got the technology. They already have access to the technology, but somehow they think it's magic.
That's
like,
funny.
What?
Show me how to use this magic. It's a battery.
Yeah, it's a battery. You know,
like you have guns. You have technology. No, but that's technology. This is magic.
Different.
Different.
But
this isn't a gun.
It is a different power supply.
I get that.
It's a power cell. Jason is what powers a blaster.
That's not what powers
a spaceship.
Yeah. So yeah, okay, that's fair.
What
but surely, if they have that technology, like blaster technology, it's not like old school weapons. They're blasters. Surely,
maybe
they'd understand.
Maybe that's why he's so dirty about it because he's the only one with a sword.
Yeah, it's real.
And everyone else has embraced like
it's so stupid.
Crazy.
Wow. Yeah, he's like.
They actually all know that it's just a battery and they're just humoring.
They just don't want to get killed.
Yeah.
They're like all the friends of Terrence Howard who are like, yeah, new math. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's brilliant. That's
Tarek
brilliant.
Tells the witch, what is her name? What do you said her name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Shazza.
Cheryl.
He tells Cheryl through his dentures, he tells her that if she doesn't find Sindel and discover the secrets of the power cell, or the secrets of the magic, she will die. So he's like fully threatening her.
And she's all like, oh, I'm trying. I just don't know how to do it. All right? Just give me a break.
You're so demanding.
Oh, you're the worst. I hate being here.
We need to find the little girl. She knows how to do it.
Let's find it just after I have me shandy and then we'll head on out. Eh? Is this a Cardinay? A Sauvignon Blanc?
The age is silent.
What happens next?
She turns into a crow and then buggers off.
Oh, yeah, she turns into a crow.
Like, we need the daughter.
Is this around the point that we work out that the crow power is actually somehow linked to a ring that she has?
She does the thing and then.
Yeah.
And then
she does that before, after they killed Jemmet. She then turns into a crow and then she gets in front of Sindel.
That's right. She does too, yeah.
So she has a magic ring because she's a Night Sister, apparently, which is I'm kind of conflicted about because that's kind of cool, but this movie sucks.
It's weird, right?
I don't want the Night Sisters to be connected to this movie in any way.
Spaceships are in this as well. Cool. And spaceships are cool. This is not cool.
Spaceships are cool. Yeah. This is not cool. Agreed.
So what happens next? Sindel and Wicket find a Star Cruiser in the forest.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, have I missed some bits?
You skipped right ahead.
Really? Does it matter?
No, that does happen.
They follow Noah.
So
they follow Noah the next day. Like, where do you go every day? And they follow him to a spaceship.
To a spaceship and crashed. Wicket gets caught in a trap. And then basically Noah comes out and just, you know,
which is weirdly him. Becomes a character trait.
It is a character trait. It's basically every second scene he gets caught in a trap. The fact that he actually lives through this movie is surprising. Like, all those traps are not life-threatening.
And episode 6 are just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like how he's so angry. He's like, you shouldn't be here. Why are you here? I've got so many traps. And then he cuts him out of the trap. He's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't have been here. Like, I'm sorry, but you shouldn't have been here.
And then,
again, he is full-on, like, just all
he
over
is.
The place.
He's all over
he
the
is
place.
Bipolar completely. To the max.
So he explains that he crashed there a long time ago, and his friend went off in search of the crystal for their power drive. Name? His friend's name was Salik, and Salik never came back. So he's assumed that he's died somewhere off he just left him for dead. I don't like he just assumes he's never coming back.
He went out to get a gallon of milk 30 years ago.
I'm sure he'll be back any day.
I'll be back.
And Sindel's like got
he'll be back.
I'm sure he still loves
someday.
Me.
Dad, someday. I believe it.
All right,
he just
take
has
it
to
easy.
Get a lot of milk. So
why does everyone want to keep going back? There
Sindel is like fully like just some great acting once again. She's like, yep, my family's dead too. No emotion.
My parents are dead as well.
Yeah,
I
my parents are gone and dead. My brother's dead too. They're
but we're
all
happy
dead.
About that one.
They're all
and then
dead.
We hard cut.
Wanna know how I did
then
it?
We hard cut to a weird thing. We hard cut to a party.
No, playing but before that, Noah explains that if Sindel remembers all the things that her father said to her, that he'll never actually be gone.
Right.
And I thought, Noah, surely not everything. Like, if you remember, like, you tell a child that they have to remember everything, then they're going to think everything, right?
And he's like,
no, but here's the cleverness here. Everything. She can't think
including
of anything.
So getting he is killed.
Gone. Right. Yeah, he's gone. That's what, but that's the logic of
and
the
it's
child.
All her
yeah,
fault.
And it's all her fault. I'm like, you're the worst. Santa,
you
you're
killed
the worst.
Your dad. Yeah. Not Cheryl. You.
You did this because you can remember.
What
everything.
Happened to your parents? Oh, my dad's dead due to my bad memory.
You're the one who killed him.
Yeah, yeah.
Not me.
That's how it happened.
So
anyway, they
go
a party
back to
that
their
night.
House. It's yeah. weird. Sindel sings. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
What? yeah. Yeah. Ugh.
I don't,
they're playing a song.
Yeah.
Cheryl's outside. She knows where they
Cheryl's
are.
She's in the tree. She's so the bird.
She's singing.
The next morning, once
oh,
again.
Oh my gorgeous, what's your name?
The sheer gravity.
Do you like my song?
What was that?
The sheer gravity of Sindel's situation.
Come a little bit closer.
I reckon that I reckon Shez is actually related to Bird Person from Rick and Morty. she's like the road Tarak and I have walked together are soaked deeply with the blood of both friend and enemy.
And enemy.
And she
in
like flies off.
This is considered a dick move.
That's her introductory line to Sindel.
Anyway, next morning.
Most of the people here are wanted by the
Sindel. Again, is wildly unaware of how dire her situation is. She wakes
completely.
Up hearing the song that her mother sang. She's
yeah.
like, you know what? I'm just going to go into the forest.
Yeah, no, I can find mum. I've seen my mum die, but she sounds good now.
Oh, exactly. Like, I saw her die. Face blasted off.
Yeah.
But hey, mm-hmm. you know.
She exploded, so anyway, but she's okay.
Yep. So she goes into the forest okay. and finds a woman better. Dressed
she's
in white.
It.
With a white yes. horse, singing the song, and she's
blonde
like,
name.
"Yeah, blonde, a blonde, blonde woman." And
yeah,
she's
because
like, Sindel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Shazza's not blonde. She's like a black hair, like so. It's not yeah. her.
That's
she's
right.
a goth girl.
Surely it's not
we,
her.
We talked about this. She's like Rita Repulsa.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah, she is basically
yeah.
from
well,
picture
Shazza's
that.
Yeah. not a blonde girl's name.
That's true. That's true.
If you're a blonde Shazza, what's up?
Yeah, put it. Write a comment. Tell
write
us
a comment.
How wrong we
Prove
are.
Prove me wrong. Huh? Prove me wrong, Sharon!
Actually, I don't know if anyone's actually called Shazza. I want to see a birth certificate. If your parents named you Shazza, there is
oh
a problem.
Oh, my gosh.
If your parents
there
named
is
you Shazza, firstly,
yeah, I mean,
we're sorry.
No offense to your parents, yeah. but my goodness. Do you actually appreciate that your name's
your parents are about as good as
Shazza?
Sindel's parents right now.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's dark.
And what would you like to name the baby? Oh, we're going to name Shazza.
It's great. No. Name is Shazza after my grandma. Shazza.
I thought we were going to name her after the bus that she was conceived in.
Oh.
Which, by the way, fun fact, it's now illegal to do that in New Zealand.
Wait, what?
Which means someone had to do it.
Wait, yeah.
It's illegal to name your child after the bus stop that it was conceived in New
what?
Zealand.
That's
How is that?
Great.
Like, is it a
it's
specific,
also illegal to call them V8.
It can't be a specific.
What is it
fair.
Because like too many kids were
Dude,
being called
it's gotta be
Christchurch?
It's gotta be outlawed for a reason.
Yeah,
and that blows me away.
What? How does that even happen?
Oh,
it's like,
my gosh.
Yeah, this is stop 54, stop 53.
This is 362 to Charlestown.
23, yeah. yeah. Route 74.
This all stops to Maitland.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
So was your mum.
That's weird.
Oh, man.
So Wicket wakes Noah yep. because he realizes that Sindel's gone and they venture out to find Sindel. Mm-hmm. And
which they leave Teak behind. The fastest well, of them I'm, who can catch her.
They do not yes. utilize his skill at all in this. Like
yep.
he should be, mm-hmm. he should be running ahead all the time. But at one
it's
stage, even later on,
he should.
Yeah, yeah. At one stage,
oh,
later
they
on,
actually
they
tell him
to
slow
down.
Don't
I'm
they?
Like, why are you telling him to slow down? He's basically Quicksilver.
Yeah, let
he
him
could,
burn
he
some
could
energy.
You are handicapping
yeah,
this dude.
It's like, yeah,
owning
like,
a husky in an apartment.
Yeah. It's,
let
it's,
it run.
Yeah, let it free. Let it free.
Let it free.
You could have gone, rescued everyone, come back before you finish your
yeah.
tea.
So, exactly. They could have been saved like
you were
before the movie began.
Slowing him down.
But
ask me how the queen is. She's good.
Yeah.
She's good.
So Sindel found the blonde lady singing in the forest
Cheryl.
And
oh,
the
sorry.
Lady asks
yeah.
her to hand her a robe and she immediately transforms
into
Shazza.
Into Cheryl.
Shazza.
Yeah.
With her Yeah. South Sydney Rabbitohs robe.
That was a good
like the two front teeth are gone.
And so Sindel gets captured and they go right away on, like, they run away on a horse because the horse is there somehow. I can't even remember.
Yeah,
who could catch
the horse is black as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Teak could have caught them, they decided to go back to the house.
Have some brekkie.
Wicket and Noah, like, they see Sindel get captured and they're like, yeah, let's not go after her. Let's go back and suit up and then go after her kind of thing.
I need to have another cover.
Yeah, need to have a break.
They're going to leave Teak there again. Not to keep harping on about it, but I just think he's severely underused.
I think
he's
he
probably
is.
The best part of this whole movie.
He's probably
aside from the fact that Cheryl's a night sister, a night lass. Yeah.
She's the night lass.
Night Sheila.
Night Sheila.
Night Sheila.
Anyway.
I need to catch up with my other Night Sheilas. It's going to be good.
You two are so good. That makes sense when you live.
Just whenever we get up to a scene with Shazza, just let me know.
You can roleplay for us. Shazza, where is the power?
Yeah.
Oh my god, just look what I found. Walking through the woods. I found the little girl. Go interrogator. Yeah, let's do it.
This one was a dud, so I went and bought one from the 7-Eleven. You have to lick it to make sure it's charged.
I don't know how batteries work, hey? Why don't you just throw me in the prison with Cinder, hey?
You might as well just call it magic.
Look, I don't know things.
I told you we should have gone Duracell.
So Shazza gets
Why
locked
are we
up.
In the woods? I thought we were going to parrot shop. If you're not from Australia, don't worry about it.
You probably get this.
You don't understand any of this.
So Sindel and Shazza, they go to Rurik and Teak's castle, and he's basically like, tell me the secrets of this power cell. And they're like, well, Sindel's like, I don't know the secrets, so like, I don't know where to do. It's
like,
just a battery.
She's like,
basically,
the plus has to go to the plus, and the minus goes to the minus. It's a battery, you moron.
She's one step away. Was like, first of all, you're all idiots.
Secondly, you can kill my dad for this. You can get a pack of 24 down at Woolies for $13.95. They're bloody rechargeable.
You want me to get your Powerade? Is that what you want?
So naturally, like, he takes this very well, and he just throws them in the dungeon. And then at this point,
including
Shazza, she gets thrown in the dungeon as well. And Sindel finally finds Salik. She finds his skeleton chained up in Turek's dungeon. And I thought, do they never like spring clean this dungeon? Because like, seriously, that body's been there for like forever. It's like a skeleton. It's like,
we all have that mess in the house that we just ignore. We never get around to cleaning that corner of the room.
The chair.
Yeah. The chair.
Yeah.
Exactly. That has a skeleton in it.
Throw the clothes on the chair.
You just throw that corpse there and you just leave it there. It'll tidy itself eventually.
It was like, we do not mention the elephant carcass in the room.
Keeping it for Halloween.
I'll say... Shazza's like, hey, look, there's Salik.
He didn't have his electrolytes.
And Sindel's like, oh, cool, I found Salik. Okay, cool. I better tell Noah about that later on. Break it to him really gently.
For sure.
I'll break it to him really gently later on.
Your friend's dead.
There's your friend. He's dead. You probably don't recognize him, but that's his skeleton.
Does he look familiar?
No.
Because he's been dead a long time.
What does Salik and my parents have in common? They're both dead on Endor.
This movie is so much better when you play every single role with an Aussie Bogan accent.
So
said he was a Tesla man. How's that working for you, buddy?
So
Wicket and Noah, they find it to the edge of the castle with Teak as well. And there's like do we ever actually see the creatures that's in the moat? Is it like piranhas or something?
No,
you never actually see them. Yeah, it's like a massive piranha. Mm. So they're basically like trying to make it over the moat, and they sort of like grapple and hook over and create some sort of levee thing. And they have
Wicked Sven.
No, you're not gonna do that. Basically, there's one point where when Noah goes, "Hey, Wicket, keep your legs out of the water," and then he immediately pulls the rope and pulls him up. I'm like, "You're in charge of that."
Yeah,
like,
yes, right.
Don't tell him to lift his legs up. You just got to actually pull the rope.
I bet you, because it cuts to Wicket while he's going up the wall. I love it if it cut back to Noah's like.
Yeah, and he dunks him and drops him down.
So that's better.
Absolutely legless. No, I'm just kidding.
So Wicket gets to the top and he kills a guard and uses him as a leverage, for a pulley for Noah to get up. Luckily.
Mm-hmm. Physics works again.
I don't know where the pulley point is.
I don't know where that is either, but anyhow, they bring that up. But yeah. So Wicket kills the guard, and luckily the watchtowers only have one guard because nobody notices them breaking in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this massive castle, and they've got one guy. Just one guy.
This is one of the best bits. This is one of my favorite bits here. They need to get across the room full of guards. So Teak grabs a robe.
Oh, this is great. And the three of,
so Wicket sits on Noah's shoulders.
In a trench coat.
Teak sits on Wicket's shoulders and they just walk across. They're like, "Oh, it's just that robed guy that looks like he's got a scoliosis."
Yeah, and they even run into a wall at one point, and nobody even bats an eyelid. They're like, "Oh, look, there's three kids standing on each other walking around in a trench coat." Yep, that's normal.
And then, we enter.
Oh, he ran into
a world.
Must just be an idiot. That's fine.
OH&S and HR just bugger right off. So guarding the Ewoks are two guards who are playing cards. So
what Teak does is
Teak yoinks one of the cards and somehow slides it up the dude's shirt.
Yeah.
So then he pulls in his winnings and this card slides out. And the other guy's like, "You cheated."
"You cheated."
They draw on each other and kill each other.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's very convenient.
It is the best.
What's so really stupid?
Yeah, that's the best way to get rid of the guards. Make them
shoot each other.
What is really murder if they kill themselves?
Is that they even bother with the trench coat idea when they could have just sent Teak in and got everyone out? Like he could have just got the keys and unlocked all the doors before 100%
yes.
anyone.
Or, if you're worried about the guards hearing you, give Teak a knife.
Yes.
He'll kill everyone in there before they even know what's happening. If you arm him, he is one of the deadliest things.
It'd be like the scene in Guardians of the Galaxy with the arrow going through. Like, it could have been
that.
He's the arrow.
it's fully X-Men Days of Future Past, right?
Yes.
Where they use Quicksilver for that one
and
scene.
Like, no.
And then they were like, "Oh, thanks so much. By the way, the mission is we got to stop a speeding bullet from hitting somebody.
We don't need you anymore.
We might just leave the fast guy behind. The guy that could solve everything." Yes. But instead, it's basically the same thing, but instead it would be like if they were like, "Oh, hey, Quicksilver, come along with us. We won't get you to do anything, but you can just
come
watch.
Along. Yeah. Just sit around,
If it looks like someone's going to get shot in the spine, maybe move them.
Yeah.
But
otherwise,
just call it. Just call it. We'll deal with it. And then you just observe.
We'll use the mini muffins and give them to beggar children.
Yeah, because the two guards are killed themselves, like they've shot each other, and conveniently both shooting at the same time as well.
Wicket
then frees all the Ewoks, and he goes to free Shazza, but
Sorry. Before you move past that point, in the original 1985 version, only one of the guards shot, but George Lucas made it so both of them shot, so there was a morality
and issue. Both of them shot first.
Yeah, there was a morality issue. Yeah.
Ruck, ruck, shot first.
They both shot first. They both shot first.
So Wicket goes to free Shazza and Sindel's like, nah, Shazza's
get me
Shazza's
out of
evil.
Here.
Don't,
I'm really a Norse
don't,
dwarf.
Don't free her. So,
yeah,
what about me?
The keys down the drain.
Yeah. Yeah, she throws the keys down the drain.
She's like, what about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough now.
Shazza Noel. So Noah,
another one that our international listeners will not understand.
They'll probably not get any of this, but anyways, it doesn't matter.
You're along for the ride if you're still here.
And you know the show American Idol? Well, we had Australian Idol. No, we're not going to explain.
No, we're not. So all the Ewoks and Sindel are gonna try and get the hell out of here. They run into a guard, which Wicket just shoots him in the leg.
In the toe, And the guard just runs
all
away.
The other guards.
Yeah.
Noah, who just casually has a grenade, a thermal detonator, blows a hole in the wall, and he's like, ugh, it's morning already.
Yes. and everyone starts climbing out of there and getting out of there. And this is the point where Sindel decides that she's going to really like calmly and like really choose her words wisely, break the news to Noah that his good friend Salak is dead.
Hey, look at that corpse over there.
That's your friend.
That's your friend. They killed him for the power thing.
That's your friend.
More like phallic. So they throw the grappling hook.
Isn't it really nice knowing that your friend died for no reason? It was a pointless death.
You can write a letter to Duracell.
Isn't that comforting?
Yeah. So Noah's like, what power thing? And he like grabs it and leaves with it.
Then he blows a hole in the wall, gets the grappling hook, and then he even comments, he throws the grappling hook and goes, haha, first go. And then and then all the Ewoks,
that's like,
he goes first, all the Ewoks then follow
like
after
it. He like in pose, sorry, it's like in pose, they like realize, like, oh crap, that is just too convenient that he got it the first time. Maybe we'll make him reference it. That way it'll be more believable.
And it was.
If he calls himself out.
You go back and his mouth barely moves and it's just dubbed over. It's like, first go. And like his mouth is just like,
first go.
First take, first try.
So he glides across, or he slides across. None of them, by the way, are using anything other than their hands. So goodness knows what kind of rope they're getting.
So
I love the Ewoks going across because they all have that moment where they slam into the wall and then drop, and you're like, oh, you're so cuddly. But defending really them are other Ewoks with guns, which Ewoks with guns is just the best thing ever.
It is actually
pretty
awesome.
They all escape.
Yeah.
Three of them never miss, by the way.
They're pretty good shots.
That's the difference
between different to storm great shots.
They're smoking these guys.
The resistance should employ a lot of Ewoks. As their fighters, just more
You could just strap them to the outside of your ships, and nothing will hit them.
Yeah, yes.
They will also make the ships out of
they
guns.
Will right easily
in with like 5 seconds. So they do everything in about 5 seconds, as we'll find out in this next scene.
So they all escape. Three of the guards climb on the rope and are trying to get down. Noah shoots a part of the other end of the rope, which causes the guards to just hang off the side of the castle. Tarak, absolutely sick of this garbage, just cuts the rope.
Pretty bad.
I like this bit because he just cuts the rope, walks away, and in the background you can hear, and they don't even cut to it. They don't even reference it. Like, no, this is great.
You know
that. I did this.
We all know what happened.
He meets back up with Cheryl, and Cheryl's like, give me the ring back. Yeah. And he gives her the ring back, and she's like, I'm going to go get him.
Oh, I really want the ring.
She's going to turn into a crow and go get him. So she,
give me my bling
she
back.
She turns into the crow, and he takes the ring and puts it around his neck. I think that's what he does.
Oh, yeah, because he has the ring around his neck, but how does she turn into a crow? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, she turns into it, and then he takes the ring away, basically, so she can't turn into anything else afterwards.
You're now a bird.
You're basically a bird forever. Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, basically.
What a play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
while that happens,
oh, what'd you do there?
All the Ewoks, Noah, and the humans arrive at the spaceship.
To the forest. Yeah.
Now they're going to defend the spaceship while Noah gets it prepped.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
So the Marauders are like closely following behind. Like they're really pursuing them.
Very
but,
closely.
But the Ewoks then have enough time to fashion weapons and some booby traps ready for the attacking Marauders.
And Noah's just like, just casually, you're going to have to defend the ship. I built a catapult.
Yeah. And they also have like swinging ropes and stuff from the trees, and they have like all these different. They've cut up wood,
like they've sawed wood.
Yeah, basically.
They're hiding in boulders. They have bows and arrows.
Yeah, they make the bows.
Trees.
They actually make the bows and arrows. You have a moment where you see them actually making the spears and everything like that. So
it could be a meme. It's like when the trees start speaking Yipcha.
So they did not need that much time, because by the time that the Marauders actually get to where they are, they're fully like just guerrilla warfare is like ready to go kind of thing.
It's like
it's
Rambo.
Crazy. Yeah, it is fully.
They are very, very good work. Yes.
I'm surprised they just didn't have like
the
a
most
tiger
diligent,
pit ready to go.
They're the
I'm
most
surprised
diligent,
of
yeah, that. They're the most diligent species in Star Wars.
They really are.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So Noah and Cinder are using the power cell to fix the ship that they have, while the Ewoks are holding off the Marauders as they arrive. Mm-hmm. And
along with Teek. Teek is
along
getting
with
involved
Teek,
now.
Yeah, Teek's right
he's
in
finally doing
actually
some
running
stuff.
Around. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't he run past the guy just like drops a grenade in the middle of him? No.
Yeah.
He burns the foot of one of their monsters and it runs away.
He ties one,
That's right.
Is so dumb. Like, it's so dumb.
Lights a fire. Yeah.
And he also, like, ties a guy to, like, to a tree, basically. So, to sort of, an Empire Strikes
Back. Taking his training wheels off him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
And then, yeah, he goes. What happens? Oh, one of the Ewoks swears.
He does.
Yeah,
he does.
Oh, it's so funny.
So,
his gun jams.
He does. Yes. So the battle for Endor is more of a massacre of these Marauders, which kind of begs the question that with so little preparation, the Ewoks can defend themselves, but why did they get captured in the first place?
Because they weren't defended.
Wait. Because they weren't prepared?
Because they didn't know the fight was coming.
Didn't. Because they didn't have 5 minutes beforehand, Jason.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
they
right.
Needed, they needed an extra 2 minutes before.
I mean, you saw what they did to the Empire when they had like at least an hour to get ready.
That's true.
They had logs swinging across. They had, you know, 80 trees in a stack to trip up the AT-STs.
They're not wizards, Jason. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. They're just very
good. They're just good old-fashioned bush people.
Give them a break.
Yeah. So Wicket gets caught in a trap again. He gets caught in his own trap. He's up in the air, and Sindel is like, no, Wicket's got caught. So she leaves the safety of the ship to go out and help him. Mm-hmm. And at that
because there's no one else out there that can help him.
Surely.
Hang on a second.
It's just up to
we
her.
We are missing the biggest problem I have with this movie.
Oh, what?
The power comes back on the ship.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's great.
They man the turrets.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a spaceship.
Yes.
Yes.
Where the turrets are poking out, just windows.
Yes.
Humongous holes where the turrets are sitting.
Holy crap, you're right.
Didn't
and the whole time
I'm
like,
that.
Very right.
This is a spaceship. Huh. So if you go and man the guns, you're dead because there's no air.
Right.
If you go back and rewatch it,
honestly,
it just looks like a fighter pilot.
Wow.
It's so funny.
You're totally right. Because even in the Millennium Falcon, where they have similar turrets,
it's all external.
It's all
really sealed off. These are just like guns stuck through a window.
Wow.
Wow.
And I noticed, that straight away. I was like,
so right at the end, when Sindel and that like fly off, they die immediately
because
of the.
Yeah, as soon as they break up from the ship, they're like, Oh, put the windows back.
Oh, no.
That's the guns, what Thalik
the guns
was
are only
to find.
For atmospheric use. That's exactly.
Thalik was. Oh, I forgot. I knew he was going for the power cell, but the shopping list was power cell and windows. Oh,
windows.
No, wouldn't it be funny if Thalik comes back with the power cell and is like, but you got the windows, yeah? He's like, oh.
Yeah? Yeah. We'll be fine.
Let's
just go.
Sindel ventures back outside.
Mm-hmm. So she gets captured by Tarak, who only has a sword.
Because he doesn't believe in batteries.
Yeah, he doesn't believe in batteries. He's like, we're going to exchange.
But he believes in magic.
Exchange Sindel for the power cell. So, you know, basically, Noah, you come out and you give over the power cell and I won't kill Sindel.
Yep. Yep.
Tarak, whatever his name is, he brought a sword to a gunfight.
Yes.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
And Noah gives up the power cell.
Yeah. Yep. But he doesn't even, it's not even like he breaks the deal straight away. He's like, you bring the power cell.
Yep.
I'll bring the girl, we'll trade. Yeah. And he's like, here's the power cell, I'll fight you for it. And he's like, no. Give me the power cell. I'm going to cut this little girl's throat. And he's like, okay.
No, you give me the girl and then we'll fight for it. It's like,
okay.
What?
That seems fair.
That's not how you barter. But okay.
I like trades.
I'll take it.
Noah puts the power cell down. They like, Tarak lets go of Sindel. And then Noah hits him with his like walking stick thing.
Oh, he tries to.
Yeah, he tries to. I'm like, again, you've got guns. Why? Why are you?
He doesn't.
No, but all the Ewoks have guns. They're all like,
where
just,
are they?
Oh, that's true.
They just disappear in this moment.
Spectating.
He's just like, oh, let's just stand back, see this play out. We'll interfere if after Noah dies.
He only interferes when Sindel is he's like her Pokemon.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right.
We could do something.
Yeah.
And then
I'm actually so fine with thinking about Ewoks as Pokemon.
Yes.
That's very easy to do.
Bloody Teek is standing there. If Teek grabs
Teek could have done
literally anything.
Yeah, anything.
He would have beaten Tarak's head in.
He could have.
No time.
So Wicket he throws a rock. And it hits the ring. And it turns to rock. It's a stone or ash or something.
It
turns
into ash.
But did I miss something?
This was not all the same information that we did, my friend.
This was not established that this was like the power of this ring, right?
There was nothing earlier on.
We did, right now. this is where we established
it. Cracks or something. And then he turns Dash.
That also means that Shazza is stuck as a
crow.
As a bird. Yeah. As a crow.
What is
all this
movie?
Real shit, girls.
It's so weird. Yeah.
It's so bad.
That's the end of basically the main conflict anyways. Well, and Noah leaves. And for some reason, he can't
what
take
What happened to all the other guys? Like,
they're all dead.
Were all the other Marauders dead?
Yeah, they're all dead, basically.
That's where the Ewoks were. They were
just finishing
committing
them
a genocide.
Yeah. Oh, they were cutting a mass grave
out there somewhere.
They were cutting their heads off. They were turning them all into freaking
Yeah, throwing off a genocide. Let's go back to the castle.
Well, you know what? They're probably just like a bit hungry from being in the dungeons. And we all know Ewoks
Ewoks are cannibals. Yeah, that's right.
Ewoks are cannibals.
So they're like having a good feast.
They love Stormtrooper, apparently.
Wicket loves Sindel. That's why she was alive. They were just plumping her up. They're plumping the whole family
been
up.
Fattening up Sindel this whole time for years.
So Noah leaves, but for some reason he can't take Teek with him. And I was like, what the hell? Come on. Like, Teek is like his orphan that's been living with him, but he just like straight up ditches
him. Teek would just be so useful to
him.
You can't tell Teek not to run on a spaceship. You have to tell him not to run on a planet. So he needs to stay there to not stretch his legs and not run free.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Be free, Teek. Be free.
Yeah.
So
like, can I run now?
Right.
Sindel goes with Noah because of reasons I don't know. Because
again,
but, I don't know.
Stranger danger, gone.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, I've known you for a day. No. I've known Wicket for like
you
a
know
month
what?
And a half.
I wasn't. I thought you were bad Santa, but then I found out that you're good Santa. So I'm going to stay with you.
Yeah.
That's it.
I
that's
trust
it.
You now. Mm-hmm. So she goes she you. Goes off with him, and that's the end of the movie. That's, mm-hmm. that's they say goodbye, woo. And that's it.
Yeah, if this was a flight now, he'd be asked to change seats.
So, yeah, that's it.
Oh, man.
What do you guys, where does, it, where does it land for you?
It ties straight into Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, so. And that's pretty much it. And beautiful. And Wicket's got brain damage. Mm-hmm. She doesn't remember any of it. So.
Imagine if they finally include the ship takes off and it's going over the skyline, but in the background you can see the Death Star, and then you see it just like a lot of it.
Shoots the ship out of the sky,
blows the ship apart.
I would have loved that.
That's like, all right, we've cut off all loose ends. All the Marauders are dead. Humans are dead.
And it comes up, Noah and Sindel will not return in Return of the Jedi.
Wicket is happy to receive a new glider.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, you know, it'd just like, it'd have like a little bit of blowback or something when it's taking off, and Wicket just gets like smashed into a tree and it's like completely forgets everything that happened.
What is, do they say what the timeline is for these movies between 5 and 6?
No.
A couple of years.
Maybe
it's forgotten. There's like, there's 3 years in between Empire and Jedi.
Yeah.
And so this happens within that 3-year time frame. Both these movies.
Wicket should know a bit more.
But if you don't talk it for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess it goes to show why they're friendly. Towards the, like, well, no, they're not. They're going to try and kill him.
Yes.
They're not. They try to eat
they
them.
They try to eat them. That doesn't
what
make
happened?
Sense.
Yeah. What happened on that planet?
They've regressed.
We need more movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of
let's
regression.
Not have more movies. Let's leave
there
it here.
There needs to be a third one that's just called, like,
oh,
Ewoks.
My gosh.
What the hell?
Planet of Ewoks.
Maybe there's, like, this prequel. Because,
Ewoks gone wild.
Because the Empire does have to come and build the moon, like, the...
The shield generator.
Yeah. So maybe there's like cut scenes, yeah, where they're like, they go around, find the Ewoks and just start beating their heads in.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
There we go. We've just like completely neutered the natural species
of the planet. So that brings us to the end of the movie. Where does it rate for you, Dean? Where does it land in birds? Out of 5.
What did I give the last one?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it was like...
Let's say one.
Yeah, I think it was one. You gave it one.
One. Yeah, this is another one.
That's
let's
fair.
Do it.
Yeah.
One. I'm going to give this one a one gold.
Just
really don't like it. Actually, 1.5 because it's given me a lot of joy.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Realizing that I can do that accent.
Yeah, really what about you, Paul? Okay. Where does it land for you?
Oh, man. What did I give... Caravan.
One as well.
I think I'm going to give this a 1.5 purely because of the introduction of Night Sisters.
Yeah.
And now all I can think of is her as Cheryl.
Night Sheila.
Night Sheila.
Cheryl the Night Sheila.
Night Shazza.
How about you, Jace?
I'm actually 1.5 as well. I think it is slightly better than
slightly.
It's slightly better for than Ewok Adventure Caravan of Courage or whatever it is, but
ever so slightly.
But I think I only gave that 1.5 as well. But it's kind of like a better 1.5, if that makes sense. I don't want to give it 2 because that's just too many. Too many.
No, that's
it's a reluctant,
too generous.
It's a cautious 1.5.
Yes, it is a cautious 1.5. So
nice.
That
I like
brings
it.
Us to the end of this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you like the show and you want to support the show, you can visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds. You can contribute any amount.
And
it's not
Jason can't speak
month.
English either.
Any amount.
We can speak English.
You can contribute whatever you want.
We can speak better English than Jason.
$1 a month.
Jason love money.
So you can contribute any amount. starting at $1 a month, and that just helps us to keep the lights on. I seen it somewhere today that it's like 7 cents a day or something like that. I don't know if the math checks out, but
there you go. Yeah,
someone had that on there.
Well, how about thing? Somebody
what, 7 cents a day?
Support us on Patreon and let us know if the math checks out.
As we've established, we're not a math podcast. Yep. We're a movie podcast. So,
the math, we're not math or English.
Or English.
Or geography from time to time.
So, it starts from about $1 a month, which actually 7 cents a day is actually $2 a month. So that's a lot more.
Well, there you go.
Wow. 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 Manelli.
$2.10 to be exact.
There you go.
Unbelievable.
We are a math podcast. Look at me.
Oh my God.
So, you can contribute any amount starting at $1 a month. Patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds. If you can't contribute financially, think about supporting us maybe in another way by writing a review on whatever platform you're on. That'd really help us out as well. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You know, guys, you guys are the worst. Like, seriously, like, I'm trying to get through the spiel, and you guys are just pulling. Okay, for people at home, they're pulling faces. They're doing all kinds of things to put me
guys,
off.
Guys, stop it.
Stop it, guys.
All right, go on. Wrap it up.
So, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Nerds Before Birds on all of those, except for Twitter, where we're Nerds Before Birds. In singular. We also have our website. If you want more of Nerds Before Birds, we've got some reviews and everything like that. You got a list of our episodes on nerdsbeforebirds.com. We also have merchandise as well, and there's links in the description as well. Otherwise, anything else we have to add?
I got a fun fact about Teak. Oh.
Teak, yes.
Yeah, okay. Real quick before we go. So Teak's costume had two heads. One was articulated and one was not. The articulated head contained devices to make the eyes and the face move, which was operated by off-camera puppeteers.
Nice.
During filming of one of the scenes, the actor who was inside the suit fell down a hill and into a creek, and the weight of the costume nearly caused her to drown until crew members rescued her and removed the mask.
Wow. You are way too jolly for that news. Someone almost died. That's why
I thought it was going to come to like a
punchline.
slow down. Yeah, slow you don't want to fall into a creek again. Slow down.
Yeah. Like the other actor.
Yeah.
I just want to put a like shout out to like all the fantastic actors in the cast in this film, especially Matthew Roloff, who is only cast as Ewok with crutches.
Nice.
Oh.
There we go. Hats off. Yeah. Anyway, that's my
fair enough
fact. Okay. I mean, it wasn't very
clear. That's cool.
That's fine.
So, we also have a free shirt. That competition's still on our Facebook page. Jump on that and you can enter. Yep. And we've only got one entry so far, so it's pretty good chances.
It's pretty good to win.
If you want a 50-50% chance of the shirt,
you should probably jump on.
We should advertise it at the start of the episode because no one makes it this far.
No, nobody makes it this far. That's if you made it this far, let us know.
That'd you deserve a shirt.
Yeah, you deserve a... probably should just
entering the
shirt.
Competition.
That's right. All right, land the plane.
Bye. Cool. That's it. I've landed it.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you later.
Getcha.